This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
And now, Bill and Alyssa from the Q Morning Show present Can't Read, Can't Write.
Welcome to Can't Read, Can't Write. So I am just now convinced that there is just no good time to record this podcast for us, ever. I enjoy this podcast very much. I love recording this podcast. I have a lot of fun when we're doing it, except now we're doing it on a different day, and I feel like I have no voice left. And so I'm just going to have to struggle through it again.
You got this. You got this. We're doing this. We're recording on a Friday right now.
We are. This is, to let you behind the scenes a little bit, this is Friday, January 31st, the last day of what has been the longest month of my entire lifetime.
I can't wait for this month to be over. Like, I need a break.
I realize that you might be listening to this podcast in February at some point.
And good for you, because that means that you made it to February.
Like, holy hell, this month has broken me. So on our last two episodes of Can't Read, Can't Write, we heard some audio of me on Q104 from way back when, back in 1999, and it was terrible, and we laughed at it. And then last week, we talked about, I shared some more stories from when I worked at Q104 the first time around. It ended up with me being arrested. So if you're listening to these podcasts out of order, just know that that's episode 20. That's episode 19.
That's where we left off.
Yeah, this is episode 21. And today we're going to get into a little bit more of Alyssa's origin story. The reason why is because we have audio of Alyssa.
We do. I do. I don't have my very first demo. It is somewhere. It's around. But that was before I was even like in radio, like actually. So when I find that, I will bring it. But this is the first demo that I used to apply to jobs.
Circa what year?
This would have been like January 2016.
Oh, baby Alyssa.
Baby Alyssa. So it's like we're talking 9 years ago. Okay. We're talking green. We're talking I haven't even been in terrestrial radio for like 6 months yet.
So set this up. Where is this? Where was this all recorded? Like, what are we going to hear?
Okay, so this was all recorded at Q92 in Canton.
Mm-hmm.
Not really Canton. It's actually in Alliance. It's in a, if we're talking actual location, if you want me to set the scene.
Yeah, let me say this and then we'll get back to that. So Q92, it's been around forever.
You know, one thing I will say about Q92 is that I know so many people who have at some point or another in their career gone from being in classes at Kent to then doing a show on Q92. It's a great, like, it's a good starting point, I would say.
A launching pad for many careers from people that have worked at that station and have gone somewhere else. I did interview at that station a long time ago. So I didn't listen to that station that much when I grew up, when I was growing up, because where I grew up, it was the Dover, New Philadelphia area.
You would have picked up this state. I had a lot of listeners in that area.
For sure. Because we listened to a lot of the Canton stations down there. Cleveland stations, we couldn't get.
Yeah.
Where I grew up. So it was mostly Canton stations that I grew up listening to. Q92 wasn't my favorite, but
It's just your typical like top 40 mainstream.
Has it always been top 40 or did they switch formats? Do you know the history of it?
I actually am not sure. I'm not sure. I was only there a year, so I don't know much.
Yeah, I get confused. But I want to say 2002, maybe 2003.
That sounds about right. They only have one other station in like the whatever the company is. It's a mom and pop. It's locally owned. Whereas like we're part of Odyssey, which is national. But this was a really small station. I think that they only had Q92, which was FM, and then they had an AM. That's it.
So I went there. So this would have been, I think it was right, early 2003.
Mm-hmm.
I went there to interview for my very first program director job, of which I did not get because I've never been a program director. I tried to make the leap from what I was doing to be an executive, to be a program director. But I didn't.
How old were you? And you were still really young.
I would have been like 26, 25, 26.
Okay. Honestly, that's not like too outlandish then. You'd been in radio for like a good like 10 years at that point.
Yeah.
So
I remember, so I drove to Alliance.
It's quite a drive.
Yeah. Well, where I was coming from my parents' house.
Oh, okay. So it's not that far.
Yeah. And yeah, so I've never been to that part of Alliance before. And I'm like, is there a building around here? Like, is there?
No. Nope.
Like, I was thinking that this would be like some sort of a corporate building or something like that.
It's like an old bank building. And it's quite literally in the middle of a cornfield.
Yeah. That's what threw me off.
Yeah.
Was I'm pulling in and I'm like, is this a joke? Like, there's nothing but this is a farm.
It's actually a farm. No, and that is not to like say anything bad at all about it. I'll keep my mouth shut on the things I need to keep my mouth shut on.
Yeah.
But like I said, it really is like I'm appreciative of Q92 because it was a really good place for me to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good place for me to start, a good place for me to learn. And I could mess up and nobody was going to hold it against me.
Well,
you know?
Tell me about, can you remember like the first time that you had an interview there? Like, can you remember?
Oh my gosh. I remember everything. Because so the whole, and I think I've talked about it a little bit on this podcast. The whole reason that I even went to Q92 in the first place was because one of my friends that I had classes with in college at Kent, she was working, she was doing nights at Q92.
Mm-hmm.
Once we graduated, she ended up getting a job at iHeart in Cincinnati and did nights down there. So I knew that there was an opening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I had maybe like flipped on the station or something. She'd been gone maybe like a month or two by this point. And I'm listening at night. Nobody's on.
Oh, and it's just music, it's just music, music, music.
And so like I texted her and I was like, do you know if anybody is like, has that been filled yet? She's like, I don't think so. Why are you thinking about it? And I was like, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I have no other way to start. Like, I don't. My intention
was there a job posting anywhere? Mm-mm. You hadn't seen
there one. Was no job posting. It was literally just like, I know this person that had this job that no longer is there. So there must be an opening.
Yeah,
that was the mentality. So she ended up like giving me the contact info and stuff. And I, you know, I made a really, really bad demo in my ex-boyfriend's bedroom on a microphone that I bought for $100 from Best Buy.
You were like just talking, pretending you were on the radio. And,
yeah.
Okay.
No, I was just fully pretending. And like I said, that demo is somewhere. I know where it is. It's just on my old MacBook.
Gotcha.
And the whole thing with that is like, I don't even think I have the right charger to get that thing on. So one day that'll be a special surprise that I bring in. I promise.
It could not have been that bad of a demo, though, because you got the job.
I did get the job, but like it was pretty bad.
How many interviews did you have before you got the job, before they announced that you got the job?
One.
Just
one?
I
think just one.
That's amazing.
I think I literally went in after I sent the demo, and then they had me like maybe cut like a promo or a commercial or something.
Uh-huh.
And that I don't really remember going in again. I think I only went in for an interview once.
That's really good. Like that, to me, that's almost rare.
Yeah, no, it felt very lucky.
Yeah.
It really did. And again, it's a small mom and pop station.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it is in the middle of a cornfield. And there was one day that I remember, I was always scared. That's kind of a theme of me working at this place. Not scared of messing up, literally scared of the building, scared of the area, because it was so dark and there was just nobody around for literal miles.
No streetlights.
And the building is supposedly haunted. If you look up online, there is actual audio from a ghost hunting extravaganza that they did there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's fun.
No, it's scary. I called my grandparents every single night when I was leaving that station.
Uh-huh.
And I called them at 11:55 before I left because I had to lock up, set the alarm. That's how scared I was. I wanted to be on the phone with somebody as I was walking through the building.
That's smart.
And then I would get out to my car and I would talk to them the whole way home.
Yeah, that's no way to live your life, though.
No, so. I was 22 yeah. And terrified, though, because I was working 7 to midnight in this area that I don't really know that well. I don't know anything about Alliance. But there was one time, too, even that, oh, my God, there was a car. I remember, there was a car out in the parking lot. Another car that was next to mine. And I was like, what? Who is that?
And there was no one else in the building?
There was nobody else in the building.
Oh,
and
my
I was
God.
Freaking out. And again, I'm 21 at this time. I think I did go on the air and I'm talking about this. And I'm like, I'm scared. Somebody please help me. And then I ended up calling my grandparents and again, having them on the phone with me till I got to my car. And I ended up telling somebody the next week about it. Ended up being somebody else that worked there that just wanted to leave their car there for the night. They were going to a bar or something. And it was something like that. But they were like, next time call us. We'll have somebody come. And I was like, I'm not going to call. It's 11:55. They're like, just call. That's creepy. And I'm like, okay, noted. Next time I see an ominous car in the parking lot, I will do just that.
I thought you were going to say that you found out that someone had left their car there to go to the bar in 1975.
Okay.
It was a 1975 Buick LeSabre out in the parking lot.
They never picked it up.
They never came back.
No, but that would be quite the story.
Do you remember, because I think that when I started doing nights, I think I revealed my salary. I made $12,000 a year doing nights in Akron.
Oh, you did?
Do you remember your salary the first year you did nights in Canton?
Sure do.
You do remember?
Sure do. Let's see here.
What are you doing? Are you using a calculator or something?
Before taxes, $11,700 a year. I was making $9 an hour. Literally $9 an hour.
Yeah.
So, I did get bumped to 10 by the time I was leaving, though. $10 an hour, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, it's tough to live on that.
And it's not full-time. It was only 25 hours a week. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, $12,000 to me at 19 years old was a lot of money.
Was it?
More money than any of my friends were making.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, $9 is only, what?
Yeah.
$1.75 above minimum wage, so I wasn't quite killing it.
But that's how we got our start. You know, we started at the bottom, now we're here. Started at the bottom, now we're here.
Which isn't really much better.
What are you talking about? Careful, we are recording this podcast.
Oh yeah, maybe take that out.
We are making more than $9 an hour, aren't we?
A little bit. Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay, so... And the good news, you did get a demo out of it, which
I did.
Got you another job. So we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back and we are going to listen to Alyssa's demo from Q92 in Alliance from the year 2016. Baby Alyssa.
On the way.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Next. Welcome back to Can't Read, Can't Write. We are getting into the history and the origin story of Alyssa Rose here, and we actually are going to go, it's a time capsule. We're going to go back in time to listen to audio of Alyssa back in 2016. What did Alyssa sound like on the radio back in 2016?
I sounded like an infant.
We're about to find out. So this is Alyssa's demo from Q92 in Alliance.
This is the first demo that I made after having been in radio, like actually.
And so when we say demo, so we would take this audio and we would send it out to prospective, to other future employers. We would send it out, like, to other stations.
When you send your resume, you're also going to need to send this.
Yeah.
So that they can hear what you sound like.
Right. This is what we sound like. Here's our demo. And we would try to make them in a fashion that would catch somebody's attention within the first 10 seconds.
Everybody will tell you that there's like a different scientific formula to making one of these and where you should put certain clips of whatever. There really is no science, but it should be less than 2 to 3 minutes. I do remember that.
Is this still done today? Do people still have to make demos?
I had to make a demo for here. What are you talking about?
You did?
Maybe I didn't have to, but I did.
I was just thinking nowadays, it's just so easy to go get it.
Yeah.
You know, you could just send them a link, mm-hmm. you know, either to a podcast or something on YouTube.
Well, sure. But your demo also, too, like you usually want to cherry pick the best stuff. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, I guess you probably don't have to anymore, but I still did. Like I said, just a couple months ago for here.
OK, so without further ado, Alyssa's demo, Q92 Alliance. 2016. Now, once this starts, we can't stop it. So we got to listen to the whole thing through. So I'll take notes if I need to take notes through it. So we're just going to listen to the entire thing right here. It's 2 minutes and 42 seconds long.
I'm going to want to die.
See, already that's too long. Like if I was a program director, I'd be like, it's too long.
Really?
Too long of a demo.
Oh my God.
No, I'm just kidding.
Jeez.
See, that's why I was never hired.
Yeah, good thing you weren't a PD.
I was never hired as a program director. All right, here we go.
Okay, so is it bad that the first thing that I thought of when I saw Winter Storm Jonas trending on Facebook was, which Jonas is it? Like, are we talking Nick? Are we talking Joe? Are we talking the Jonas that nobody talks about anymore? I think his name is Kevin.
Time for me to take.
Q92, do you got a case of the Monday blues?
Yeah, I've actually had a pretty bad Monday. I dress up as a clown every day.
What?
My name's Skippy the Evil Clown.
don't want to hear it. No, don't want to hear it anymore. Justin Bieber has been sounding like a needy girlfriend lately. Where are you now? What do you mean? His next song is probably just going to be like, no, I'm not mad. Nothing's wrong. I'm fine.
You gotta go.
I thought I heard little girls crying today. Lewis from One Direction, officially a dad.
I might never be.
It is Friday night, and if you are the kind of girl sitting at home, watching Netflix, hanging out with a bottle of wine and your cat, this one is for you. Brand new Taylor Swift, Out of the Woods on Q.
Looking at
Is makeup sex better than normal sex?
I don't particularly care for makeup sex. I care for, like, in the middle of the heated argument sex.
Oh, wow, okay. I just learned a lot about you in a very short amount of time.
Well, like Gaga says, you know, if it isn't rough, it isn't fun.
I thought that was more of a Christian Grey kind of thing. What is the weirdest compliment you have ever gotten?
I have pretty big eyes, and I had someone once tell me that I have the eyes of an alpaca.
Wait, what?
He said, I mean that as a compliment, and I'm like, you mean like the furry, like, llama thing?
Tune in tomorrow morning for the Mo Radio Show doing Would You Rather Wednesday. Will Christian finally eat a Dorito? I don't know. Tune in to find out.
Take it slow.
Haley Steinfeld on now. It's called Love Myself. And in case you were wondering, this song is about exactly what you think it is.
When I get- Am I a winner?
No, but I've got some tickets to see the Toughest Monster Truck Tour coming up at 9:30.
Monster trucks?
Monster trucks.
Do I sound like a redneck to you?
I don't know. What do rednecks sound like?
Don't get me that beer while we watch Stone Cold Steve Austin get this monster truck right here.
All
right,
well, all I'm saying is I've got some monster truck tour tickets. If you want them, somebody else is going to want them. And Steve Austin's pretty cool, so are monster trucks. It's whatever. I don't care. Darlene, get me a beer.
That was great. What are you talking about?
I just held my breath for 2 minutes and 42 seconds.
I loved it. I loved it. Why are you not proud of that?
Because it's awful.
I don't think it's awful at all.
Okay.
I'm sorry. How old were you in 2016?
When I made that, I was 21.
21 years old. You sound amazing.
Was I 21? No. I was 22. I was 22.
Still. I think it sounds great.
No.
You had energy. It sounds like a lot of...
A little too much energy.
Yeah, but...
Why am I screaming? Why am I yelling? Like, I talk down here. Like, this is normal. This is natural. Why am I talking all the way up here in that demo the whole time?
Like, but it sounds fun. Like, when you're listening to it, you feel the vibe. It feels like a party at night. And that's exactly what you want doing what you're doing between 7 and midnight on a radio station that plays top 40 hits. That's exactly what you want. You sound like how the audience, you sound like the audience. You sound like that. That's exactly what you want. And what you're talking about being too loud, I mean, that's stuff.
The top 40 scream?
That's stuff that you can fix later. Yeah, that would not work on Q104 at noon.
No.
But it works just fine for that station at night.
I have no idea how, because like this demo, like I said, this was the first demo that I started blasting out stations.
Yeah.
I started applying to new places January 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't end up actually leaving Q92 till September of that same year. So from pretty much January through end of July, I was just pushing that out to whoever would listen, anybody who would listen. And actually, when I pulled that demo from, I just grabbed it from my email, and I was going through and I saw all of the positions that I had applied for with it.
Yeah.
And never heard anything back.
That's very common, though, especially
including some right here in Cleveland.
Yeah.
That never got back to me. Not even a sorry, not interested.
It's very common, especially in this industry and when you're starting out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like there was places. Gosh, I had College Station, Texas, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Mobile, Alabama, somewhere in Virginia, like I completely forgot about these places.
Wow, you would have gone anywhere.
I literally would have gone anywhere. And it's funny because the guy that I dated all through college, we broke up shortly after I had moved to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And really, like, I mean, we should have broken up way before that. But one of the biggest issues that we had, obviously, toward the end was me moving.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so upset that I didn't give him a heads up before I had applied. And I was trying to make him understand, and I couldn't, that I was like, you don't realize I'm applying to so many places that, like, I don't even I don't even remember all of them.
Yeah.
Like, if I asked you or told you about every single place I applied, you would be on a roller coaster because I'm never going to hear back from most of them.
Yeah.
And so it just so happened, though, that San Diego, again, it was one of those, one of the jobs that I applied for, assuming I would never hear back ever. And I did, and was like, oh, that's kind of neat. Like,
so my other notes from listening to this, I wrote down, I mean, you're personable. You were sharing moments from your personal life. Like, I'm assuming that sitting home and on a Friday night watching Netflix with wine and your cat, that's your life, isn't it?
I mean, yes, but at the time, I really did not care for Taylor, like, at all.
Well, I know, but you at least pretended you did.
Yeah, I did. I pretended.
Sounded like you were the biggest Taylor Swift fan.
Thank you.
You had lots of edgy content there.
I kind of did. Like, I really kind of did.
Regular sex or makeup sex?
I know, right?
Yeah. But again, that is 7 to midnight radio. I mean,
but I would never do that, even 7 to midnight now. I would never do that now.
I remember I was working for a station with that format when I was in Portland, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And I went into this meeting with my boss at the time, and he wanted to make all these adjustments on the show. And this was the main message of his meeting. He's like, all I want you talking about in the show is beer, popcorn, and sex. That's it. Beer, popcorn, and sex.
Why? Okay, hold on. Why popcorn?
I don't know what, we don't know what he was saying.
That's so weird.
We have no idea what his message was. We don't think it was literally popcorn. We think what he was trying to indicate was he wants our topics
to be like drama, like tea.
Yeah, he wants us talking about going out and drinking,
right?
And but it,
like, bad decisions. Like, yeah, that's what he wants.
He could not get the message across. Beer, popcorn, sex. That's it. I don't want to hear anything else.
That's so strange, especially for a top 40 station.
He was very mean. He was difficult to work for.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It sounds like you had a lot of creepy guys call your show. And I'm not surprised by that at all.
Oh, yeah. No, I got a handwritten letter once at Q92. I hung it on the fridge. I still have it somewhere. Handwritten from a prison. asking for pictures of my feet. I did not return it. I did not send them any pictures.
If he would have offered to pay, would you have sent them?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would have. I also, on the same topic of from prison, I would get calls from a prison sometimes when I worked there. Because it does, like, the, you're receiving a call from blah, 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 corrections. And I was like, what?
It's got to be flattering. That's their one phone call for the day, and they choose to call you.
Yeah. I mean, and then I got to San Diego, though, and I remember, like, the other women in my cluster, they would get creepy guys calling them. And I said at one point to my boss, I was like, why don't I get any creepy guys? Like, I wish I did. He was like, if you were a creepy guy, like, would you want to call you? You're mean. You're mean as hell. And I was like, oh, yeah, maybe not.
But you didn't sound mean on.
No, I wasn't mean yet. No, that's what made me into the villain that I became.
A lot of lonely guys listen to the radio and I'm sure would call up.
Yeah, they definitely do. They definitely do. Yeah, for me, I give her a lot of grace. I give 2016 Alyssa a lot of grace. She was very new. She was learning. She was still making mistakes. I still make mistakes now, but she was making bigger mistakes. It's just the scream. It's the yell for me. It's also the content, because, like, I would never use any of that content now. I also said Louis from One Direction, and I would like to note it is Louis.
Oh, you probably did piss off the 1D fans.
I probably definitely did.
Would you rather Wednesday? That was a bit that the morning show was doing.
Yeah.
Should we steal that?
No.
Is that a bit we should be doing?
I don't remember what the whole thing was. I was never up early to listen to it.
Oh.
Well, I mean,
you sold it. You made me want to listen. I want to know what Would You Rather Wednesday is. Maybe we can steal it and do it on our show.
I mean, that was 9 years ago. That show doesn't even exist anymore, so might as well. Who's going to know?
Well, Well, those are all of my notes. I don't know. I think that Kant made a big mistake. They should have given you $15,000 a year and should have, they should have kept you.
I would have been making big money. Big money. See, it was nice, though, because going from that, making, you know, pennies, mm-hmm. I was ready to take any salary, because I was not salary. I was hourly. I was willing to take any salary that anybody would offer me. So when I got to San Diego, they were like, yeah, like, you know, what do you need? And I gave the lowest number. And they were like, okay, we actually were going to offer you this much. And it was like double that. And I was like, oh, that's nice, too.
Oh, my God. Never. You never say a number.
They were really cool about it, though, because they knew how young I was.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, you can't live here with what you're asking for. So we're going to offer you this.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, thank you. And they were like, God. Yeah, going forward, always ask for more. Like, they really did help me a lot in, like, learning how to be in this industry.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. It's life lessons. And you learned a lot when you worked in Canton.
Oh, yeah. Learned a lot. Again, Alliance, not even Canton. I always have to make that distinction because they are two very different places. But yeah, so that's my that was my first rodeo.
I love it.
That was the first demo that got me no responses from many places.
I think it sounded great. Honestly.
Thanks.
I really do. I'm not just saying that. I think it sounded really good.
Also, why was she talking like this? Why was I talking like this?
I don't think you were doing that. I
totally was.
I think you sounded as natural as can be.
Where are you now? What do you mean?
You weren't doing that. Now you're just trying to make me feel better about how bad my audio sounded.
Maybe we both just need to work on this self-deprecating thing that we like to do.
All right. Well, that's
maybe we need to cut it out in 2025.
I don't know. I've been doing it for so long. I don't know if I can stop now.
I'm just too dedicated now. Too dedicated to the deprecation.
All right. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening to this behind the scenes podcast that you cannot hear. We don't talk about this stuff on the radio show. It's Can't Read, Can't Write. See you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.